Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Have you ever tried to drink from a fire hose? Yesterday was like that at the Montana legislature. There were three huge issues going on, with people on both sides of each issue showing up in droves. The Capitol was crowded, loud, and buzzing with activity. The best news of the day was a resounding victory for Montana families. The so-called statewide non-discrimination ordinance was voted down again by an overwhelming majority. Senate Bill 179 would have shredded the First Amendment and forced Christians to participate in same-sex marriage. This bill was already voted down once in the Senate Judiciary Committee, but supporters tried a blast motion to get it out of the committee and onto the floor. The supporters of the statewide NDO bust in large numbers of advocates organized by a group called Forward Montana, but in the end, they were not able to overcome the voices of Montana families. Legislators have already heard loud and clear from you on this issue, and they listened to the will of the people. The vote failed by an overwhelming margin, and our religious freedom for now remains safe. Along the same lines, Representative Bryce Bennett moved to blast House Bill 282 from the House Judiciary Committee. This bill would have overturned Montana's marriage amendment. With large crowds of supporters in the gallery, Representative Bennett made his case that this issue is moot because the federal district court has already overturned the marriage amendment. Republicans, however, pointed out that the people of Montana passed the Montana Marriage Amendment by an overwhelming majority, and they defeated this blast motion by an equally overwhelming majority. Monday was also a big day for those involved in the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Water Compact. It's not really a Montana Family Foundation issue, but it made for an interesting day at the Capitol. The Water Compact is an agreement to settle water rights near Flathead Lake between the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribe, the local irrigators, and all the involved governments. It's extremely controversial. The issue was heard in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the turnout was off the charts. The committee chairman allowed an hour and a half testimony from each side, and still they ran out of time. There were so many opponents to the compact that eventually the chairman had to announce that they were just plain out of time, and he cut off the testimony. Passions are high on both sides of that issue, and large crowds of Montanans came out to testify both for and against it. As I said, the Montana Family Foundation was not involved, but while we were busy with the statewide NDO and marriage blast motions, it was hard not to be distracted by the crowds of people here for the compact bill. The legislature is fast approaching its transmittal deadline of February 27th. That means that days like this will be increasingly common. Transmittal deadline means that all the bills that originate in one house of the legislature must be transmitted to the second house by the deadline, or they die. That means if we can keep the so-called non-discrimination bill tied up in the Senate and the marriage repeal bill tied up in the House for just one more week, they'll be dead for good. That makes transmittal something we're all looking forward to. Many of the bills we're tracking will go away for the duration of the session as soon as the transmittal deadline passes, and Montana families will be safer when they do. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.